Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday's meeting with the Jets.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. You're going to meet Tatiana here today. She's been honored this October as the Ravens Latino Youth Honors nominee by the NFL, and it recognizes an athlete for their academic and athletic excellence in the Latino and Hispanic community. It's pretty awesome. She was chosen to represent the AFC North and one of the eight finalists, winning a trip to the Super Bowl and an academic scholarship. So pretty awesome accomplishment. So congratulations. You know? Fantastic. It's an honor right there. Great to have you here. Great job. Great job. We're proud of you. All right, what questions do you have?
John, we didn't see Lamar out there. Is this something similar to last week with him? Where he didn't practice the one day and
yeah, same type of situation.
John, could you elaborate? You had said the other night that Keon Martin stayed overnight in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more information about that?
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be a serious thing. It was some concern about putting him on the plane. They wanted to do some tests, and it didn't turn out to be a thing that was a problem that way, so he flew back the next morning.
Just to go back on Lamar, you would expect him to be back
later? Yeah, I really don't have any information on that as far as the any more information, public information I want to share on any of those guys. So, guys, week 11, guys play. It's a physical nature of the sport. Some guys don't practice on Wednesday. We'll try to get everybody available for Sunday that we can, and I will see as the week goes on, you know, who becomes available.
How much does the fact that you're playing two games in 5 days coming up also?
It's the same. It's the same. It's always the same. I mean, all the questions are just, it is what it is. I mean, it's the football, you know, it's challenging, and I do appreciate the questions, but there's really nothing I can tell you. I mean, guys, some guys can practice, some guys can't, some guys we'd rather hold out and get them ready to go, and this thing is about to fall apart. It's a little shaky here, you know. You notice that? Yeah, get nice. And so, this one needs a day off. It needs a rest day. It needs a rest day right here. But I get it, you know. But it's just kind of, it's the nature of the deal. So, and I know it's Lamar. You know, it's our quarterback. I understand how important it is, and you know, wasn't in his best interest to practice today. And we'll see where we're at tomorrow. Was he? I don't know if it's the same trajectory exactly. He was on his own trajectory. He had a toe injury, and he looked good today in practice, I can tell you that. Marlon did too.
We heard, speaking of Marlon, we heard him divulge a little more about the hurricane play. He said it was you who actually came up with that play.
Marlon said that, huh?
Sorry, okay. That it was you. Was that the case? How did it come to be for you to talk about?
The way it works is, and everybody is involved, you know, and so there's a lot of good plays, there's a lot of conversation. It probably was born off the Rams game, you know. But we've been talking about it before, and people over-exaggerate defending the quarterback sneak. And you'd hope that plays like that or the Lamar play, the toss play, would be plays that would loosen people up a little bit, you know, and the quarterback sneak. So we'll see how that affects that part of it too, you know, going forward. So it's just part of the give and take. But, you know, everybody's involved in it. All the coaches did a good job. Players did a good job. So kind of moving on, you know, to the next one.
Why the name Hurricane?
We have other plays that are in that same kind of a deal that have weather names, so it just kind of fit in the package. It was a package name.
We ever going to see tornado or monsoon out there?
Tornadoes, those are both, they are in the hopper. Tornado and monsoon are both in the hopper. They are, oh yeah.
John, I know you answered a question about the offensive line on Monday, but you know, when you have a performance like this past weekend, you have a great pass rusher like Myles Garrett. How in the evaluation process do you kind of separate, okay, we like what you did on this rep and this rep, or okay, this is Myles Garrett being, you know, an all-pro type player. I mean, do you have a process by which you kind of separate or grade on a curve when you go against a great pass rusher?
Yeah. I think you do. You understand the challenge of the play. I mean, every play is graded. Every play is evaluated. And just even more than that, it's just a conversation that we have because, you know, it's a collaboration between coaches, players, 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 coaches, and you're trying to do the best you can. And we had a lot of really good plays executed out there. Miles Garrett got blocked a good number of times. But, you know, you look at each play for what it is and you try to apply what you learn going forward to the next game and keep rolling. That's what you do.
Hey, Coach, we've seen a lot of improvement in the defense, secondary. What do you see in the chemistry between Alohi Gilman and Kyle Hamilton that have made improvements on that area?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, those guys have done a great job. I love the collaboration between those two guys. And Malachi, you know, put them right in the same category, the whole defense. I think the whole defense is definitely gelling together in terms of communication, in terms of kind of working together, the timing of the disguises, the way the blitzes are working, the patterns, the way they're being run. I just think there's a lot of good cohesion going on right now. We've got to keep building on that. We're going to get tested again this week in different kind of ways, so we just got to keep growing. And the other thing is, like, every game is different. Every play is different. You take a lot of things going forward, but there's really not as many, like, threads that really keep running through the whole season. It's really every game is its own deal. And so you play the game as best you can. You try to win the game. You put that game away and you go to the next game. Try to play the game as best you can and try to win that game. That's really how it works. They kind of stand on their own. Really pleased. I mean, just not surprised because we heard so many good things about him, but even better than advertised. Kind of guy he is, how smart he is, even, you know, physical talent, all those different kind of things. To see him go back to Cleveland, you know, and his kids are there and get a chance to play in a game like that, a game he kind of grew up watching, you know. He's from St. Ignatius over there, so very, very cool moment.
Not that you don't prepare for every quarterback that you're going to face on a roster, but when there is a sudden change, like with the Jets, and then you have the short game with Cincinnati and the unknowns with Burrow,
yeah.
Is that an added layer of just extra work behind the scenes to get up to speed on that?
You got to try to just determine, I guess it's like grading on the curve, you know, you just got to kind of determine, you know, scale it out, and how much do we want it to impact our game planning, or how much does it need to? Last week, it didn't impact us at all. This week, we know it's going to be Tyrod, so that helps us. But we also know that, you know, Justin Fields could very well come in the game and play certain plays or packages or whatever, so we've got to be ready for that too. Next week is just kind of up in the air. It's a Thursday night game. Yes, we're preparing for it already behind the scenes, and we don't know which quarterback we're going to get. The good news is we know them both. We played against them a lot, but now our people are looking at, you know, how they fit into the offense, basically, that they're running. But we won't look at that until Monday.
John, I know you mentioned Monday you appreciate Tyrod Taylor's longevity of his career. You know him, played against him, you played with him. How far back do you kind of take the knowledge of him versus just looking at what he's done most recently?
Yeah.
And how has he grown over his career?
I guess you go back as far as you can remember, you know, and I can't remember a lot, but I remember enough, I guess. And really, you just take it for what you need to do to play your best defensive football against their offense in this game. So it's mainly what he's done this year, but we also track, of course, on all players, we track tape back, and we do go back tape. So, you know, he's a heck of a quarterback. He's played well for them this year already. You know, he's done a really nice job. We respect him greatly, and we know it's a big challenge to defend, you know, Tyrod Taylor, that offense.
Go back to what you were saying about, you know, obviously week 11, it's physical. Guys get dinged up over the course of the season. I think the last couple of years you've had a late bye. This year, you know, you had it much earlier. That's something when guys are dealing with those things later in the year, you've got to kind of manage it, whether it's these practices, snap counts, whatever the case may be. You've got to kind of keep those things in mind for January.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an individual type thing. You try to keep practicing at a high level, especially in terms of sense of urgency, intensity of attention to detail. But, you know, different guys are in different places. Marlon was out there today. It was a little different for Marlon than maybe some other guys, just with his hand and everything. So it's individualized.
John, anybody update on Tavius Robinson's recovery?
Yeah, he's doing well. I'd say he's right on schedule, and he's getting close.
Thanks, John.
He's getting close. Same thing for our Darius. They're both getting close.
John, I know it's just a limited use, but Trenton Simpson, when you line him up outside, he's gotten pressures and had some good results there. Is it possible that sort of outside rusher is potentially a long-term home for him in this organization?
Well, the nice thing is the versatility would say yes, because we've already shown you can put him out there and he can do a good job with it. So to your point, he looks good out there. And the fact that he can line up at, really pretty much any linebacker position and be put on the edge, that's a big plus.
Maybe two more.
Now, we haven't asked you about Emory Jones in a while. What kind of progress has he made over the last couple of weeks since he's got cleared the pass block and do all that?
He's made very good progress. Very quick progress. It's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no padded. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? So I would say he's made excellent progress, and he's getting pretty close to being ready to play.
Okay.
Great.